This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio.
If they had a been like me.
Oh, yes. A big welcome once again to one and all, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you now up until 8 o'clock tonight. Huge thanks once again to Georgia Frampton for another fabulous drive time show, getting everyone home safely, keeping them entertained, keeping excellent things coming into their ears, which is exactly the same here on the show that goes like this, except you're never quite sure what's coming next. Do we have regular features? Will we entirely abandon them? Will we go off on a tangent this week? What is the general theme of the show and how can you be interactive with it this evening? Well, as ever, if you want to send me any kind of a message on social media, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. And many people have been in touch already today responding to my request for tracks that might be appropriate to link to the theme, because tonight's theme is, it's a bit cold, isn't it? Now, that's a very loose theme, but it doesn't seem all that long ago, really. I know we've all been thinking about bigger things and worrying about pandemics and respiratory illnesses and things like that, but it doesn't seem that long ago that I was walking down Shenfield High Street in shorts and a t-shirt thinking, this is a nice balmy evening, and that was probably early September. And, you know, 2.5 months later, I'm walking down Shenfield High Street in a t-shirt and shorts thinking, I'm mental. I should have a lot more clothes on. So, yes, scarves, gloves, order of the day now. It's turned pretty chilly. I think it's officially winter now, isn't it? So, therefore, to that end, I'm embracing the cold snap. I'm embracing the cold weather. I'm saying, put an extra jumper on and let's enjoy it out there. It's winter. It's getting Christmassy. Now, being a performer, many of you will know, usually at this time of year, I'd be just about opening in a pantomime. We'd have done 10 to 12 days of intensive rehearsals, and we'd be starting round about now. However, due to the pandemic and many pantomimes being cancelled, except some which have assistance, we won't go into that now. Lots of people, sadly, who are regular pantomime performers find themselves not performing in pantomime. But very fortunately, I will be travelling down to Barnstaple in North Devon in about a week and a half's time to perform in the Gareth Gates Christmas Cracker at a theatre in North Devon, which is only on for 10 days over Christmas. So a reduced number of shows, a reduced amount of time away. I'm getting to enjoy the run-up to Christmas that I don't normally get to do. My wife's been loving it. We just nipped out for a coffee today and she said, we don't normally get to do this in early December. You're normally away somewhere rehearsing or performing in panto. Absolutely right. So I'm embracing the cold snap. I'm embracing the approach to Christmas. And I want to embrace it with you this evening. So keep it here. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. Ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Spread the word. Tell your friends about this station. And in particular, about the show that goes like this between 6 and 8 on a Tuesday evening. We will hear some tracks that link to cold weather, no matter how tenuously. Some rather obviously. And we will hear some... Well, I've been accused of playing kind of older tracks that naturally appeal to me. Obviously, a lot of the music I started to enjoy and get into was in the 90s. And we have had some 90s throwbacks here on the show that goes like this. But here's something pretty much bang up to date. I heard it on a Samsung advert and realised it came out earlier on in the summer. And I absolutely love it. It's their first English language track. What a great one, though, from BTS. This would have been good to open a pantomime.
'Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of the brown. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea, and I'll get my ping pong.
This is day heavy, can't hit a baseball, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beach trade like money. This is gone, all alone, I'm into that, I'm good to go. I'm down, you know I go.
FM.
Great track to get us going there from BTS. That's Dynamite. Absolutely brilliant start. Like I said, that would have been a brilliant opener to a pantomime. If I'd have been directing a pantomime this year, I'd have pushed for that to be at the start of the show. Get everyone going, get everyone clapping along, get everyone bopping, stamping their feet, you know, enjoying it. I don't think people say bopping very much these days, so perhaps I ought to move on. Anyway, yes, it's a Tuesday evening. It's 6:10. It's a little bit chilly out. We're embracing it, though, on the show that goes like this, playing some tracks suggested by you guys that link to being cold. Cold in one way or another, or cold weather, or a cold snap, or feeling a chill. But there'll be warmth in your hearts by tuning into the show that goes like this. And a little bit later on, after it's been rested for a couple of weeks, the return of this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, Ben's Impossible Question is back at some point tonight. I'm saving it right now. I don't want to get it done too early. You know, we don't want to get premature on the show that goes like this. We want to do it at the right time. So stay tuned. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. Thanks so much to those of you that are listening live. But do remember, don't despair. If you miss any part of the show tonight, you can catch up on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website. So go to phoenixfm.com, click on the schedule, go to a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and click on the show that goes like this. You'll be taken to my personal blog page where you can listen to all previous episodes, and then you can download them to your own devices and listen at your leisure. It's all good technologically now these days, isn't it? Right, I know what you're thinking. You played a funky song to get us going, Ben, but it wasn't linked to the cold in any way. Fine. All right, I've heard what you're saying. Here's a slap in the face from Vanilla Ice. Stop, collaborate, and listen. Go on, Vanilla. There it is. Who learnt this in the
80s? Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. The point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving like bikinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and Vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells. Falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. These more rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. I don't think he had a baby. And it was very cold at the time. I think it was the use of baby as a term of endearment to a female he liked to be with at the time. I'm guessing. But yes, that was a classic when, I think I said 80s, but it was early 90s, I believe, when that came out. Maybe the turn of the 80s into the 90s. Not 100% sure. I could do the research, but I haven't. I've done different exhaustive research for tonight's programme. But yes, always loved Vanilla Ice and Ice Ice Baby. There were people at my school who had learnt the lyrics to all of that. I never did and felt like I was lacking as a result. And, you know, there's always been a part of me that's regretted it, not bothering. But there you go. Hopefully your Tuesday evening is treating you very well. Thanks so much for being here while we're broadcasting the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, live with you between 6 and 8 on a Tuesday night. So keep it here. Don't go anywhere. Ben's Impossible Question is back later on. There will be an opportunity to try and be my Legend of the Week as well. It's a always hotly contested target that people aim for every week, and I'm sure tonight will be absolutely no different. Now, interspersed with some of the tracks about being cold and chilly tonight, I've just decided to play a couple of tracks that I enjoy at the moment. And why do I enjoy them at the moment? Well, my wife, throughout both the lockdowns, basically since March, has been running dance classes, Zumba classes, from our home. And when I've been home while she's done it, obviously she has a speaker on fairly loud and uses video broadcasting internet facility to bring that class to the wider community. But I get to hear all the tracks she plays. There's a couple of tracks she's played that I wasn't aware of until she played them in her Zumba class. So I have to thank my wife for making me love 2 out of the next 3 tracks you're going to hear. So one of them's coming up now. Then there's an ice-related track. And then there's another one. We'll get them all going fairly smoothly into each other. But here's a brilliant track. It's also been on Ellen, I think. She did it live. I think she's done it all over the world now. The hugely successful Meghan Trainor. This is No Excuses. Love that track, No Excuses, from Meghan Trainor. Works well if you like Zumba as well, apparently. And if you're in this area and you like Zumba classes, check out my wife, Hayley Jane Simmons, and she does them. So there you go. Right, it's still Tuesday evening. It's still pretty chilly outside, but we're embracing it here on the show that goes like this tonight on Phoenix FM. We don't care that it's cold. We don't care that it's been a bit foggy the last few days, a bit difficult driving conditions. We're not worried about it. Oh, no. We say embrace it. We say send us examples of tracks that would link to the cold weather and we'll be very happy about it. So, yes, thanks to many of you that did just that. The likes of Sue Burton, Paul Milton, John Cohen, Graham Long, Johnny Gosling, Barbara Ferry. Lots of people getting involved and sending in song ideas. Some of them have even made it into tonight's show. So you can feel extra happy if your suggestion is about to be played. Here's Foreigner. They like it cold as ice, don't they?
Yo,
Bit of Foreigner.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You're as cold as ice. If they're literally talking about a person, they must be some kind of superhero, like from the Fantastic Four or something. Wasn't there an ice one in that? It was Iceman. Don't know if that was Marvel or DC or something completely different. But, you know, if an actual human was cold as ice, don't think they're going to be doing too well. So I think it was metaphorical, that meaning from Foreigner there. Cold as ice. Messages keep coming in to the station, which is fabulous. Regular contributor Gary Collins has been in touch and said, I thought I heard a noise on my roof last night. Was it an early visit from Santa? No, it was only reindeer. Yep. Well done, Gary. You can tell how I feel about that from the slight sigh afterwards. I don't want to belittle anybody that sends any kind of messages into the show, but make them better than that next time. This is the show that goes like this. Thanks so much for being here. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. Tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM and it will tune right in without you doing anything. And of course, if you're that way inclined, you can even get the webcam feed into the studio by going to mixcloud.com. and searching for Phoenix FM, you'll see our logo, click the link, and you can actually see me. See what's going on, albeit with about a 10-second delay, just in case I was to go completely crazy and do something utterly ridiculous. They could stop it all, I guess, and stop you from seeing it. But, you know, in 10 seconds, could they? Really? What's the craziest thing I could do in 10 seconds? Who knows? that's for me to decide, and you to find out later. But tune in to the Mixcloud feed. Mixcloud.com. You don't have to have an account. You can just see what's going on. If you do have an account, you can join in the chat on the Mixcloud webcam page and send me messages. So that would be entirely marvellous if you want to do that. Just refreshing to see if there is anybody on. Oh, there is someone on the Mixcloud page right now. So, yeah, a couple of people. Thanks so much for being there. Now then, let's keep the tracks coming. Here's another one that was inspired by my wife, Zumba. I need to just pay more attention. I think she's getting some great tracks in there. I don't do the classes, I must hasten to add. I just sit in the background and enjoy the music. Like this effort from J-Lo. Don't play it softly.
Yeah.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, yes. And that was Jennifer Lopez and Let's Get Loud. I was shocked to realise that was released in June. Guess what year? 2000. 20 years old, that track. And co-written by Gloria Estefan. She was going to release it herself, but felt it was a bit too similar to some of her previous material and gave it to J-Lo, who she thought would have, quotes, more fun with it, close quotes. And I guess she did. That was on her first album, On the Six, for J-Lo, and very, very successful. So, yeah, I enjoyed listening to it. My wife enjoys dancing Zumba to it. So, yes, as do many people who attend her classes. Absolutely fabulous. Yes, this is the show that goes like this. And thanks so much to everybody who's got involved in the show already tonight, sending in track ideas, Gary Collins sending in messages and slightly questionable gags. But anyway, not for me to disparage Gary Collins on the air anymore. And don't forget, coming back in probably about 15 minutes' time is Ben's Impossible Question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Love that jingle. Big Star Wars fan me. As a child of the late 70s, grew up in the early 80s, starting to... At Christmas, that was... The original Star Wars was on TV every year for about 5 years. Then Empire Strikes Back was on. Then Return of the Jedi was on. Absolutely marvellous. And, yeah, I gotta say, if you're a Star Wars fan, if you particularly love the original trilogy, weren't too sure about the prequels, and not absolutely loving the sequels, The Mandalorian, what a fantastic series that is. It just feels like George Lucas's Star Wars, a continuation of. And the last couple of episodes have been particularly wonderful. Heartily recommended by me if you're any kind of Star Wars fan whatsoever. You need to enjoy The Mandalorian. And it does bring together some threads from the animated series of The Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels, but you don't have to have seen those to be able to appreciate The Mandalorian. It is brilliant. The showrunners are Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, who've done a phenomenal job of creating George Lucas's world and expanding upon it. Absolutely brilliant. So heartily recommended by me. Get yourself onto The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. If you're so inclined, or wonder what's going on if you're not. Right, now, remember, I did say many of the tracks, if not inspired by my wife's Zumba classes, would be inspired by the recent cold snap in the weather. And many of you came up with appropriate suggestions, one of which was this, from Katy Perry. You go inside, it's hot. You go outside, it's cold. You feel hot, you feel cold. We need a song about it, Katy. That'll do.
Change your mind like a girl. Change your clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a bitch. I would know. And you overthink, always speak critically. I should know that you're no good for me. 'Cause you're hot and you're cold. Yes, then you're no. You're
like a girl changes clothes. Cause you're hot.
Cold Katy Perry.
Phoenix FM.
That was released back in 2007. Bear in mind, the decade the noughties had been going for 7 years before that was released. In the UK, that was the 82nd biggest selling single of the entire decade. So, you know, quite impressive, I guess, when it only had 3 years of the decade to sell. And, alright, this doesn't sound that impressive, but think about it for a minute. In the US Billboard charts, that is 525th in the biggest selling singles of all time in the US Billboard charts. 525th, yeah, there's a lot above it, but all time! Wow. That's me being impressed and amazed, if you weren't quite sure what that inflection in my voice was all about. It was an impressed and amazed inflection. So if you hear that again, you'll know without me having to qualify it. Shall we move on? Go on then. Here's another one that was suggested by some lovely Legend listeners. Lots of people suggested it. And basically, it doesn't really go on about cold weather. It's just the title of the song reflects the time of year. It's December. What year? 63.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
So that was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with Oh, What a Night. And according to exhaustive research on the US Billboard charts, all time, 385. So a bit better than Katy Perry. There we go. And it was written by Four Seasons keyboard player Bob Gaudio and his future wife Judy Parker. And it was on the album Who Loves You, released in 1975. So there we go. I've always loved that track. They've done various remixes of it over the years and stuff, haven't they? But, yeah, another hugely successful song. December 63, so it kind of loosely links to cold-related songs, I suppose. So, yeah, there we go. So, keep it here, the show that goes like this, Phoenix FM, going to be with you right up until 8 o'clock tonight. Very glad to have you along. If you want to see what's actually going on in the studio, then it's mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix 98 FM and you'll see our logo. You just click on that and it takes you to the feed. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can sign in and write messages in the chat box on the same page. But if you want to get in touch other ways, then there's my Facebook page, Ben Simmons Radio, and there's my Twitter profile, at Ben Sim Radio as well. Shall we do it then? Shall I share with you Ben's impossible question for this evening? Go on. All right, you can calm down. It's happening.
Not true. That's impossible.
So, what you have to do tonight for Ben's impossible question is to have a guess at the first place I ever went on a foreign holiday. All I'm going to tell you is I was 9 years old at the time. That was my first ever foreign holiday. I'd travelled already quite a bit all over the UK due to my dad being a performer and my uncle as well, and gone and watched them in various resorts all over the UK. But this was my first foreign holiday. Where was it to? I'm not going to give you any more clues other than that. It was my first foreign holiday. I was 9 years old. There is a place on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, shared to my personal profile as well, with a kind of blue and pink background and white text asking the question, have a guess. Comment below, where did I go on my first ever foreign holiday? Quite a few people have had a guess already. Some of them a bit glib. I'm not sure if they're totally serious. But thank you for getting involved. And if you want to try and be the winner of Ben's Impossible Question, you need to put your guess in the correct place on my Facebook profile. So get yourself on there, get interactive, get involved with the show that goes like this tonight. That is what we like. Time for some more music. Time for some more music that is inspired by the cold weather and that many of you have suggested appropriate tracks out there today. This was another one of them. It's time. Sure you know what's coming. Bit of Coldplay. They want you to enjoy your life. Or Viva La Vida. Something like that.
I used to it rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own. And miss the crowd.
sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells are ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And Viva La Vida actually means long live life. So there we go. Coldplay embracing that idea and telling people to just kind of go for it. You know, get out there. Don't be afraid. Go for it. They weren't aware there'd be a global pandemic in 2020, as many of us weren't either. I'm sure you'll agree. Didn't do all that well in the UK. It did reach number one, but was only 25th bestseller of the year 2008 when it was released. Viva La Vida from Coldplay. It's coming up to 10 to 7. It's flying by for me this evening. Hopefully it is for you listening as well. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday night so far with the show that goes like this on your wireless system. Does anybody call it wireless anymore? Who knows? You could be listening on the internet. You could be listening on a smart speaker. You could be listening on your phone, on an app. Who knows? There's so many ways these days. That's the marvellous thing about being a radio presenter now. People can listen to you in a lot of different ways. You don't have to gather around the wireless or have it on in your car. I still enjoy that though, don't you? Just having your radio. If you're on your own, if you're driving on your own, you can put on what you like on the radio and just have some banging tunes going and sing at the top of your voice. And although it's embarrassing when you stop at traffic lights and someone next to you realises you're singing quite loud and stares at you like you're a bit crazy. It's happened to me a few times. And if you have the Mixcloud webcam feed, you can see me singing along to some of the tracks here at Phoenix FM. Now, let's slow it down slightly. Here's an artist with a song. And whenever you say this artist's name, you just think of one song she ever did. This is another one, though. It's not Torn, but it is Natalie Imbruglia. This, Cold Inspired, is Shiver.
I walk a mile with a smile, I don't know, I don't care where I am, but I know it's alright. Jump the tracks, can't get back, I don't know anyone around here, but I'm safe this time, cause when you tell me stupid things like you do. Yes, I
FM.
Natalie Imbruglia's Shiver there, which was surprisingly not all that successful commercially, reached number 19 in her native Australia, number 8 in the UK, although she must have done a big tour of parts of Eastern Europe. It was number 1 in Hungary, so yeah, I liked listening to it though, and it was appropriate for the theme of tonight's show, which is the recent cold weather's a bit annoying, isn't it? Or you can word it however you like, but we're inspired by the recent cold snap. Should have played I've Got the Power by Snap, shouldn't I really? But we're not playing that tonight. We're playing tracks that are linked to wintry weather in some way or another, although occasionally they've been interspersed by tracks that I wanted to play, whether they've just been inspired by me hearing them on TV or me hearing them in my wife's exercise dance classes. But anyway, coming up right now to take us into the second hour of the show is a track that I absolutely loved when I first heard it. I have to say, pretty much the entire work of Clean Bandit I always enjoy listening to, but this one is one of my favourites. This has got Zara Larsson in it, and it's Symphony.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony. Will you hold me tight and not let go? Symphony, like a last song on the radio.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, right, indeed. We are now into the second half of tonight's The Show That Goes Like This. This is episode 146 of this programme. How the heck has that happened? Since me joining Phoenix in 2017, we've managed 146 broadcasts. Well, 145 and a half right now. Second half of the 146th coming up for your ears to enjoy from now until 8 o'clock. So keep it here, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else, or tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Or you can go to our website and listen to it on the catch-up service. You don't even have to listen live, but we greatly appreciate it that you do, and that you get interactive and that you get involved. So, yes, go for it. There will be an opportunity to be Legend of the Week, and there is an opportunity to answer Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible!
And tonight, Ben's impossible question asks you to guess the first place I ever went to on a foreign holiday. I've deliberately left it ambiguous. I've said place, it could be a resort, it could be a country, it could be part of a country, it could be a region. But that's for you to worry about. It's not meant to be easy, it's Ben's impossible question. Who could possibly know other than me and my close family? And the teacher that I had to ask if I could have a week off of school at the time. Wouldn't happen these days, would it? My parents would be fined for taking me out of school. Oh yes, although probably you could just do remote learning whilst on holiday. In a COVID situation. Who knows? Yes, anyway, let's move away from that dangerous area. I'm going to put another couple of tracks on, then I'll tell you what you can do to be my Legend of the Week tonight as well, which is utterly, utterly fabulous. It's a movie title-related quest for you as well. So keep it here, keep listening, keep enjoying the music. Here's another one from Ollie Murs. He wants you in cold weather to stay wrapped up.
Now excuse me if I sound rude, but I love the way that you move, and I see me all over you now. Baby, when I look in your eyes, there's no way that I can disguise all these crazy thoughts in my mind now.
There's something about you.
You got the lock, I got the key. You know the rest, you know just where I wanna be. Spell you got me under. I see fireworks and we touch now. Your body fits on mine like a glove. Let them say whatever they want. It's too late cause you're in my blood now.
About you.
You got the lock, I got the key. You know the rest, you know just where I wanna be. Don't ever stop controlling me.
Make me wanna reapply to school for the hell of it. I be the student, you be the teacher. Miss Sophisticated, such a pleasure to meet you.
Hello.
Yeah, but here's the only issue. Since we met, you gotta turn my world upside down. And I don't really mind Spider-Man kissing you as long as you're planning on sticking around. The happiest boy in the world goes to me. Not a chance, nobody came close to him. I kinda knew you was troublesome. Yeah. You got me wrapped around your finger like bubblegum.
Hey, everything that you do,
everything you do,
every way that you move, there's just something about you.
There's just something about you. You.
Around your finger,
around your finger,
anything for your love now.
Anything for your love,
I know you touch it. Whoa.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Ollie Murs officially featuring Travie McCoy with Wrapped Up. And I see that wasn't strictly about the cold weather. The title would kind of give you that idea. But when you listen to the song, Wrapped Up Around Your Fingers, it's not really about wrapping up warm. But, you know, I'm not too bothered. It loosely links. That's all we need on the show that goes like this. And remember, we're not constrained by genre or time or anything like that. We can play any kind of track that's relevant to the current theme we're talking about. And tonight's theme is the cold snap of weather and finding tracks that can link to that in some way or another, occasionally interspersed with just tracks I really want to play because I've heard them recently and like them. It's what you can do when you host the show. Play what you like and hope everybody listening likes it as well. And generally, they seem to. Yes, and we do have a live news feed coming into the studio. Even if you get the Mixcloud webcam feed, you can't see our live news feed. It's all going on about the vaccine today. And obviously the first patients in the UK to take the vaccine took it this morning. And I think in a shock instance of first the worst, second the best, no one's going to remember the lady that had it first. Everyone's going to remember the gentleman that had it second. It was Margaret Keenan who was the first person to have it, and the gentleman who was second was William Shakespeare. Now, are you telling me that's a coincidence, or did someone, you know, in the media and in the place that had some residents that were going to take this vaccine go, yeah, we'll get him in, that'll make the news. William Shakespeare. My genius friend Rachel Woollett put on her social media earlier, that's an example of the second gentleman of Corona. Brilliant stuff from Rachel Woollett, I think. I've stolen that shamelessly so I could say it on the radio. On your behalf, though, I'm giving you credit, Rachel. Hope you're listening out there in Medway, which is also put on her social media, is now one of the biggest COVID hotspots in the country. Hopefully, they'll bring down the infection rate. Hopefully, vaccine can be, you know, given around over the next few months and we can return to something like normality by the middle of next year. Let's hope it's the earlier part of next year. I saw worrying things from the World Health Organization where someone was quoted as saying, we won't get back to a normal life for 2 years. That's when someone says something and you just want to be next to them and go, shut up. That may be true, but don't say it now. Nobody needs to hear that. You need a slap. Anyway, right, moving on. I've thrown my pen down in disgust there. You may have heard it. When the mic's live, don't throw your pen down too near to it. Now, here's a track I always love to play. I've played many times before on this show. It came around the turn of the 90s into the noughties. It's amusing. Had a weird video and is generally brilliant. And if you're in the middle of a cold snap, you could possibly turn blue with the cold, couldn't you? If you're in France and it's your 64th visit, and then you go again, you could be by the Eiffel, 65. This is the explanation's not great. Just play the track, Ben. Yes, I will. Who are you talking to? Schizophrenia. Bit worrying.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him inside and outside. Blue his house with the blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die. I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Don't go anywhere, keep it here. I'm going to play tracks that link to cold weather in some way or another, and some other tracks as well. And I'm going to give you interesting facts about the tracks that we've played as well. That, I'm not going to say the thing I always say about it, which is what the lyrics sound like. You'll have to listen to it again and work it out for yourself. But that were each number one in the UK in 1999. And did very well in various countries all across Europe. Get this, though. The 48th biggest selling song of the decade. Not in the UK. In Austria. Oh, yes. Eiffel 65's Blue. Just one bit of grammar that hasn't quite translated from the original Italian. Hisself. He ain't got nobody to listen. Hisself? You mean himself? Come on, Eiffel 65. That wouldn't have taken much to fix, you know. And hisself, because he ain't got nobody to listen. And himself, it wouldn't even have affected the meter of the song, you know, the rhyming or anything. Small error always bothers me every time I hear it. Hope your Tuesday is still going well. Remember, you can try and answer Ben's impossible question. You can try and be my legend of the week as well. What do you need to do to be my legend of the week tonight? Well, here you go. For tonight's legend of the week extravaganza, you have to comment below the post on Facebook. I haven't copied and pasted anything. Comment beneath the post on Facebook with a film title that links to very cold weather in some way or another. A few people have done that already. Who will make it to be legend of the week tonight? The most appropriate, the best, the most hilarious, the most ridiculous. I will sift through them all before I go off the air and decide who is most deserving of the legend of the week title. It's completely different to the impossible question, which will be resolved in around about half an hour's time. We'll leave the legend of the week resolution until just before 8 o'clock. So you've got to keep listening. You've got to keep it here. Keep being interactive. That's what makes this show so enjoyable for me and you guys as well. And I'll keep the music coming. And remember, it's linked to cold weather. Here's Adele. She's given me the cold shoulder. Never liked her.
You say it's all in my head, and the things I think just don't make sense. So where you been then? Don't go all coy. Don't turn it around on me like it's my fault. See, I can see that look in your eyes, the one that shoots at me each and every time. You break me with your cold shoulder. Whenever you look at me, I wish I was her. You shower me with words made of knives. Whenever you look at me, I wish I was her. These days, when I see you, you make it look like I'm see-through. Tell me why you waste that time when your heart ain't in it and you're not satisfied. You know I know just how you feel. I'm starting to find myself feeling that way too. When you breaks me with your cold shoulder, whenever you look at me, I wish I was her. You shower me with the words. Shower me with words made of knives.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was released in April 2008, Adele's Cold Shoulder, produced by Mark Ronson. And the year-end charts, 2008, only made it to 192. I feel like Adele hadn't achieved the incredible success she was destined to go on and achieve at that point in 2008. You know, once you get to Skyfall and Hello and all that gubbins. And also, have you seen Adele now? She looks unbelievably different to how she looked when she first came on the scene. Is it some kind of diet? Is it some kind of gastric band? Is it some kind of combination of many different things to enable you to be a lot lighter than you were a few years before? Who knows how she's done it, but however she's done it, impressive. Right, this is still the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons, and you're still listening to Phoenix FM. Thanks for doing that. Whether you're still, or whether you're moving, I don't know. Hopefully, the next couple of tracks are going to make you move, get you jigging around, get you feeling a bit funky, even though it's cold. And if you're in Medina, where's Medina? Marina? There's a marina. What's a Medina? I don't know, but there's a funky cold one somewhere. I need to get a bit better at thinking about what I'm going to say to introduce the tracks. Here's Tone Lock coming up. It's cold outside, so let's get funky. Medina.
Cool, cool, and at a bar. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls are all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Nancy, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know. Break it down. Saddle, looking for a little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. And said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, cause I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
Phoenix FM.
Now there's a crazy track. Tone Loc, Funky Cold Medina. When was that released? 1988. The original there. And I wouldn't say it did commercially very well anywhere. Although number 3 in New Zealand and on the US Billboard charts as well. Number 7 in Germany. Number 13 in Switzerland. Never did anything in the UK. So, yeah. Although, at the end of the year, 1988, 39th biggest seller in Australia, 99th in Canada, 65th in the USA. These are the kind of useless facts that you enjoy on the show that goes like this. You certainly wouldn't have been expecting to learn that Funky Cold Medina from Tone Loc, released in 1988, was the 99th biggest selling song in Canada in that year, that entire year. Don't say I don't give you interesting information on the show that goes like this. Well, you can say it, but you'd be lying. Right, here's a bit more of an up-to-date track that came out in 2020. I do like this one. I'd heard it a few times before I really thought about the sentiment of the lyrics, which some people could say are slightly ridiculous. I'd rather be dry, but at least I'm alive. Anybody caught in a downpour has probably thought that. You know, I'm sopping wet, I'm soaking through. You know that horrible feeling when your socks get wet and you know your feet are cold? And like, I'd rather be dry, but you know, at least I'm alive. I'm going to leave it to Gaga and Grande.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainbow. At least I showed up, you showed. Nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Harder like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me, rain, rain. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain,
rain.
Rain, rain, rain on me.
Drop, but at least I'm alive.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with Rain On Me, which according to a Guardian reviewer has been named as the best song of 2020. And the review states, it's that sense of transcendence that makes it such a potent song in 2020 by acknowledging the rain and dancing through it. There you go, if you want to get a little bit deeper than you were intending on the show that goes like this tonight. Don't let it be said that I don't share Guardian reviews with you. Broadsheets feature here occasionally. And remember, you can be the person with the closest answer to Ben's impossible question if you actually take part, get interactive and have a guess. And you could even be Legend of the Week. Results for Ben's impossible question coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Remember, I have asked on my social media, where did I go on my first ever foreign holiday at the age of 9 years old? I'm not giving you any clues. You just have to guess. It's not meant to be easy. It's meant to be impossible.
Not true. That's impossible.
Could be anywhere in the world, couldn't it? Although, let's be honest, I will share with you, I didn't go to Africa or Oceania. It's a different continent to that. In fact, shall I be kind, it's Europe, all right? Somewhere in Europe, that's all I'm going to say. Maybe that will help slightly. Maybe you're going, yeah, all right, we kind of figured. But anyway, have a guess. What harm could it do? And also, if you want to be my Legend of the Week, find the right post to comment beneath with a film title that links to very cold weather in some way or another. The one that I think is the best will earn the sender that highly colourvative. Colourvative. I like that. It's coveted and it's coloured. It's colourvative. Highly coveted Legend of the Week award. It could be you tonight. Right now, though, another track that I can't fail to enjoy listening to. Time for a bit of Billie Eilish. This is another one. Be great for Panto. All those Abenazas and flesh creeps out there. Just imagine you could be doing this right now.
We'll be right back. pretty glad that you're alone. You said she's scared of me? I mean, I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's 'cause I'm wearing your cologne.
Phoenix FM.
Always like that track from the first moment I heard it. Just wish it didn't have that slightly weird slow bit at the end. Does it need it? Could it have stayed funky and dancey instead of going all grungy and a bit strange at the end? Maybe that's what it's all about, though. Sold over 2.5 million copies in the UK, over 6 million copies in the States. A hell of a lot of streams in South Korea. 100 million streams in South Korea. 50 million streams in Japan. Quite popular. Evokes memories of some of those sort of horrible Japanese horror films, doesn't it? Like The Grudge and The Ring or Ringu and things like that. If you've seen the video, anyway. Yes, but always liked that. Another one I thought could feature in a panto. You'd have to rewrite or tweak some of the lyrics so that you could have bad guys singing that track. But yeah, excellent. Always enjoyed. Right, keep it here. 98.0 Phoenix FM. PhoenixFM.com. I'll tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And remember, if you missed any of the show, you can catch up on my blog page on the Phoenix website from tomorrow. Go to the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you go to my personal page with links to all previous shows. This is episode 146. What on earth has gone on there? I like to say we're going from strength to strength on the show that goes like this on Phoenix. Absolutely marvellous. So keep your dial here. Keep locked in until the end of the show. Find out the answer to Ben's impossible question. Find out who is going to be Legend of the Week as well. We may even have some time to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays. I'll see how it goes. But we're going to squeeze in another track right now. And here, with Frozen, see, links to the cold snap. Don't worry, we're not letting it go. This is Madonna.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, let's do this. Whose birthday is it today? Well, it's Nicki Minaj's 38th birthday. It's Man City footballer Raheem Sterling's 26th birthday. Amir Khan, boxer, he's 34 today. Singer Sinead Connor is 54. Actress Kim Basinger is 67. And Terry Hatcher from The New Adventures of Superman is 56 today. And Lord of the Rings and the Rise of Skywalker actor Dominic Monaghan is 44 today. And if it's your birthday, many happy returns to you from all of us here at the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. If it's your birthday, celebrate with a dance and a monkey.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Tones and I, Dance Monkey, eighth biggest selling song of 2019 in the UK. Hugely successful. And I just fancied chucking that in near the end of the show. Right, we have to resolve Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Now, I've mentioned before on this programme a few times, they changed the layout of Facebook a couple of months ago, and a lot of people don't like it as much, and I'm one of them. And it does weird things, like suddenly stopping you being able to see posts you've made about an hour before. So on the main computer here in the studio, I can't see the post about the Ben's Impossible Question. So I'm looking at my phone, which has enabled me to go to it somehow. But anyway, I asked, where did I go on my first foreign holiday at the age of just 9 years old? And Chrissy Rose has said Malta. Mark Walder said Margate. And I said foreign holiday. And he says Margate is foreign to us Norfolk boys. So fair enough. He's then gone for Calais. Rachel Willett is being glib and has gone for Gravesend. So people not taking it seriously. Also, Barry Liptrot says Mallorca. And my actual first foreign holiday was in Tenerife. So just by going on geographical proximity, I guess the winner of Ben's Impossible Question tonight, the person who was the closest geographically, is Barry Liptrot. Well done, Barry. Congratulations to you. But who is going to be Legend of the Week? One more track related to cold weather before a final one to play us out. But after this next one, we will reveal tonight's legend. Now, when it's cold outside and you're trying to drive a car, you get that big problem with steamy windows, don't you? That's what inspired Tina Turner to do this song.
Thank you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and we're into the home stretch of the show that goes like this then. We have to work out who on earth could be Legend of the Week tonight. And remember, I asked you to comment below that post on Facebook with a film title that links to the current cold weather in some way or another. And former Phoenix presenter Ian Lee has come up with Ice Station Zebra, which was a good effort. Barry Liptrot, who's won the Ben's Impossible Question, has gone for the simple Ice Age. I did enjoy that when that came out. Paul Milton has gone for the Polar Express. My dad has weighed in with Cold Mountain, thanks for that. But I've decided, because they're all quite obvious, for a slightly more abstract one, we have to think about the actual content of the film. Someone has gone for the Bond classic, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, obviously set in snowy climes. So congratulations to tonight's Legend of the Week, Karen Owen! Well done to you, Karen. Huge congratulations. Great work. And thanks to everybody who's taken part and been interactive in the show that goes like this tonight. I will be back at exactly the same time next week. So keep supporting the station and stay right where you are tonight as well. Because after the news at 8, Rob Harvey is back with another brilliant Synth City for your ears. So now we need a track to play us out and something that still links to the cold weather in some way or another. This is probably one of the most tenuous, because it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm only slightly apologetic. Can't stop. See you soon.
Like you. Oh. Murphy says I'm gonna win big. Choose not a life of imitation. This didn't constitute the reservation. Keep off the pistol that you pay for. Just pump the feeling that you stay for. In time I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the West End. Knocked off a boy you better come to. Don't die, you know that you're the sum to. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart the golden generate hub. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.